This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Where'd you get those shoes? Easy. They're from DSW. Because DSW has the exact right shoes for whatever you're into right now. You know, like the sneakers that make office hours feel like happy hour. The boots that turn grocery aisles into runways. And all the styles that show off the many sides of you. From daydreamer to multitasker and everything in between. Because you do it all in really great shoes. Find a shoe for every you at your DSW store or DSW.com.
It's that time of year again. My schedule is packed with bracket-busting, three-point shooting, nonstop basketball action. I don't want to miss a second of it. That's why I go for a five-hour energy shot. They're perfect for my days packed with back-to-back games or whenever my favorite team is playing late. 5-Hour Energy keeps me going during the broadcast and the next morning when I need to get myself up and to work. Visit 5hourenergy.com for great deals and to stock up before tip-off.
It is the Chris and Amy Show on KMOX. John Hancock is filling in. I'm Chris Ranji. Good to have you with us. And we go to the guest line this morning and we talk to the mayor of Brentwood, David Dimmitt, who is visiting with us because State Senator Mary Elizabeth Coleman is proposing the complete removal of the Missouri grocery tax. And some people are not necessarily in favor of that. Mayor Dimmitt is with us to discuss and we appreciate your time today. How are you?
I'm well, thank you.
So there are 40 states, I believe, that do not have a grocery tax. Missouri is one of 10 that still does. Why do you think this is not necessarily a good idea?
Well, actually, I got to correct you on that. It's not 40. Historically, there's 30 states. Only 30 states have ever taxed groceries. So it's not as if we started with 50 and now we've pared it down. We've started with 30. That ever taxed groceries. And of those 30, 19 of those 30 still tax groceries in one form or the other, either at the state level or they allow the local municipalities to tax groceries. So Missouri's actually in the majority of the states that still do tax groceries.
So my understanding of this bill is it would prevent municipalities from instituting their own sales tax on groceries, correct?
That is absolutely correct.
So and you think that it should be left up to the local municipalities to do it if they want to?
Yeah, I do. The residents have already voted for those sales taxes. They're in support of it. So I'm not sure why we would take that away from them. And you got to keep in mind that the local municipalities are the entities that provide the services that we all count on every single day. Those are the services that touch our lives more so than anything in the state of Missouri or even the county for that matter. You know, if you like having the 911 phone answered, you can thank your local government. If you like having police patrol your neighborhood, thank your local government. If you like knowing that there's an ambulance that can be dispatched to your house within 2 minutes, you thank your local government. Streets paved, it's the local government. Sidewalks repaired, it's the local government. You want to have a place to go, a green space, to take your kids or your grandkids or just take a book and read on a beautiful day without having to drive an hour, hour and a half out of the city. Thank your local government. Those are all the services that we provide. The state doesn't provide those. And those come at cost. And the way that local government provides those, the revenue is through sales taxes primarily. And a portion of that is sales tax on food.
David Dimmitt is our guest. He is the mayor of Brentwood in St. Louis County. He's opposing the Senate bill that would do away with sales taxes on grocery purchases and diapers. The sales tax people don't quite get, but a portion of that is a tax that the state levies. So there's a state sales tax component, and then local governments levy a sales tax as well. And in St. Louis County, that's a very complicated situation. There's the point of sale cities. Brentwood, I'm assuming, is a point of sale city. You guys get to retain all of your sales tax?
We can retain a portion of it. Brentwood, if you go into a grocery store in Brentwood, the sales tax is going to be about 6.7%. 1.225 of that is the state of Missouri. 2% is Brentwood. And then the difference, the remainder, is St. Louis County sales tax.
Gotcha.
So we keep all 2%, and then there's 1% of the county sales tax that we get a portion of, because that's the pool tax.
Right. And you all, you've got your own local police department there in Brentwood, providing a number of municipal services. If this tax were to go away, what would the impact look like to citizens in Brentwood, and for that matter, other municipalities in the state?
Well, I'm glad you brought that up, because it's not limited to the city of Brentwood. Every single municipality relies, as I said, heavily on sales tax, and a portion of that are taxes on groceries. So if you start talking about eliminating sales tax on groceries, it's going to have a massive effect on every single municipality across the state of Missouri. Brentwood, according to the Department of Revenue numbers, I think generates about $4.7 million from sales tax on the sale of groceries. That is about 16 to 17% of our total budget. So you might say, well, you cut your budget 16 to 17%. Well, we can't do that. We've got about a $30 million budget, and $7 million of that, right off the top, goes to service debt. Now, we can't cut 16 or 17% of our debt service. So we got to take that first $7 million to pay off our debt. So that leaves us with $23 million to find $4.7 million. And so then you start talking about heavy duty cuts across the board. And, you know, when each police officer costs us, when you add in the benefits plus the cost of a patrol car, about $130,000. A fireman is about $98,000. And, you know, what we have left then is our public works department and our parks department. And how many, and since Brentwood, like all other municipalities, are a service provider, you provide services through people, your biggest expense is going to be payroll. So you start cutting people to decrease your payroll. How many people do you have to cut to get to recapture $4.7 million? You can't do it. You know, so we'd have to start looking at raising taxes, other taxes on residents. Right now, our residents don't pay for trash, recycling, or yard waste. That's the first thing we would do, start charging them. That would be about $40 a month expense to the residents. We would start collecting or assessing real estate taxes on residential property, which we don't currently do. That might be, you know, depending on the value of your house, you know, I don't know how much that would be a month, but it would not be an insignificant figure. When you compare those increases in expenses to your typical homeowner in Brentwood against the proposed or suggested savings of, you know, if you spend $1,000 a month on groceries at 6.7%, that's $67 in sales tax a month that you're spending on groceries. That's if you're spending $1,000 a month on groceries, which is a lot of food. But assuming that you do that, you're saving $67, but your expenses are going up on the other side, because Brentwood's got to start trying to close that gap. So at the end of the day, you end up spending more money by getting rid of the sales tax on groceries. And not only do you spend more money, we still aren't going to close the gap. So you still end up seeing a decrease in services.
Brentwood Mayor David Dimmitt is with us here on KMOX. So you sort of parse this out, if this does go through, and it has bipartisan support, apparently. So, I mean, there have been people on both sides of the aisle who've wanted to do this for a while, going back years now. So if it does go through, I mean, do you have your plan already laid out beyond what you've told us here? What will happen, what you will do if this proposal does actually pass?
You know, Chris, you know, nobody likes to pay taxes. I get that. And it would be great if we didn't have to pay taxes. But we also like having services. So that's the way that you do it. And when this came up 2-3 years ago, I convened all of our staff, and we sat down. We started looking at how would we, first of all, what would the cost be to the city? I wanted the confirmation of that. And then I wanted to see how would we try to fill that hole. And so we have come up with ways to do it. And as I mentioned, the first thing we would do is residents who aren't paying right now for trash, recycling, and yard waste would do it. So So they would see a monthly bill, you know, either collected through real estate tax or through some other means. And then we would look at raising some taxes through some other ways. You know, we still have a quarter cent fire sales tax that we have not assessed. We would throw that out to the public and ask them to approve that. That would generate new revenue. But that would drive up the sales tax on non-food items. And how many times have we heard people say sales tax is too high already? Well, we would have to add a quarter cent sales tax to try to fill that gap that is created by that loss of revenue. Again, we would start collecting the residential real estate tax. You know, if you live in Brentwood and some of the other communities in St. Louis County, if you look at the general fund on your real estate tax bill, you'll see zero. Those cities are not assessing that because they're financially healthy. But you take away a good portion of our revenue, we're going to have to start assessing that again.
Hey, I'm Andy. If you don't know me, it's probably because I'm not famous. But I did start a men's grooming company called Harry's. The idea for Harry's came out of a frustrating experience I had buying razor blades. Most brands were overpriced, overdesigned, and out of touch. At Harry's, our approach is simple. Here's our secret. We make sharp, durable blades and sell them at honest prices for as low as $2 each. We care about quality so much that we do some crazy things, like buy a world-class German blade factory. Obsessing over every detail means we're confident in offering a 100% quality guarantee. Millions of guys have already made the switch to Harry's, so thank you if you're one of them. And if you're not, we hope you give us a try with this special offer. Get a Harry starter set with a 5-blade razor, weighted handle, shave gel, and a travel cover. All for just $3 plus free shipping. Just go to harrys.com and enter code SHAVE at checkout. That's harrys.com, code SHAVE. Enjoy.
Street Easy knows former New Yorkers never stop talking about how much they miss living in NYC.
Life used to feel like a movie, but since we left and bought a house, it's like living in a DIY home repair video.
When it's time to buy, let Street Easy connect you with the right agent you need to never leave NYC. Go to StreetEasy.com to learn more. Street Easy is an assumed name of Zillow Inc., which has licenses in all 50 states.
Low-carb keto yo-yo diets, GLP-1 injections, but you're never going to lose weight if your liver is clogged with fat. So what can you do? It's simple. Almacead. Almacead is a natural superfood protein shake that uses natural amino acids and bioactive peptides to help unclog your liver and optimize your metabolism so it's easier to lose weight. And it's been scientifically proven to preserve muscle mass. Join millions who have transformed their lives with Almacead. Find out more and see the university studies at almacead.com. That's almased.com.
What sort of support have you gotten?
Every single mayor I've talked to is absolutely opposed to eliminating this sales tax, if that's what you're talking about, the support.
Yeah, that's, I mean, that's, I'm wondering if,
yeah.
We
went down to Jeff City 2 weeks ago to testify in opposition to Senator Coleman's bill, and as we did last year, and there were more and more people showing up. There were more elected officials showing up at this committee hearing this year, as opposed to the year before. And we had mayors from Wright City, I think a mayor from Marthasville, and they were telling stories that are even worse than what I was hearing from people in St. Louis. You know, they're saying their revenue, it would take a hit 28%. You know, and same thing, you know, they laid out, they made infrastructure improvements. And the way that you do that is through issuing debt. And you pay that debt through sales taxes. And they said, you know, they've got $11 million in debt. You cut out that revenue source, that how do they service that debt? For us, we issued $80 million in what are called certificates of participation to address flooding on a state highway, that be Manchester Road. You know, we wanted to keep Deer Creek off Manchester Road. But we dedicated and we indebted the city to the tune of $80 million. And we the residents were in full support of that. They agreed to the passage of a half-cent economic development sales tax, which generates revenue, and that is dedicated solely to pay that debt. Now, you get rid of, you know, you hit that, and on our sales tax, our groceries are account for well over 25%, closer to 30%, I believe it is. All of a sudden, that revenue stream that is dedicated to pay our debt is gone. And it's not just us. It's other cities throughout the state of Missouri that have done the same thing. They have made long-term decisions about debt with the reasonable expectation that the revenue would continue to come in to service that debt. And now the state of Missouri is saying, we're going to take away that revenue that you expected to come in.
This is a proposal that is being considered this year, likely to be part of a larger bill of some kind, a larger tax bill. And the mayor of Brentwood, David Dimmitt, with us. We do appreciate your time. Thank you for talking with us about this today.
Thank you for your time.
The Women's Hoop Show, a podcast hosted by me, Jordan Robinson, brings you fresh women's basketball voices and breakdowns every week. I'll be joined by hoop experts all year long. Find the Women's Hoop Show on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.